How did this trade mission come together?
Well, one of the things we do is go out and meet with the foreign consulates and trade missions here in Chicago and as they come to Chicago. And a few months ago, I had the opportunity to listen to the Oman Business Forum in Chicago. I was able to meet with the U.S. Ambassador to Oman, the Omani Ambassador to the U.S., the Railroad Project Manager, the Minister of Commerce, and several other Omani officials. And one of the projects they described at the Business Forum was the rail project going on in Oman and throughout the Gulf Cooperating Council. The Omani Rail Project is a 4,000-kilometer railroad project in Oman. It'll be part of a 40,000-kilometer project throughout the Gulf region there. So there's a lot of rail going on there, and that kind of piqued my interest. You know, we've got quite a rail industry cluster here in Galesburg and in Illinois. So to me, this made a lot of sense to get our companies involved and learn more about the project and potentially get some business.
Can you explain what you mean by a railroad industry cluster?
Yeah, by a railroad industry cluster, I mean, you know, several businesses involved in railroad, in the railroad business, whether it's someone that makes railroad ties, someone that makes a rolling stock, locomotives, railroad freight cars, to people who make parts, to people that, you know, do the technology involved. This type of thing, we do have a lot of it here in Illinois. Companies like Freight Car America, National Railway Equipment, Electromotive Diesel, Coppers, China Rail Materials, and a number of people that make parts that go into all these other components. A lot of metal fabrication, especially here in the West Central Illinois area, go into the parts that go into the locomotives that go overseas on exports. So our metal fabricators like Fusion Tech, General Grind, Mid-States Manufacturing, you know, these companies make the parts that make the locomotives work, and, you know, off they go. So between the supply chain and the actual manufacturers of this equipment, we do have a lot of railroad industry businesses here in Illinois, West Central Illinois.
And this project in Oman, is this already underway or is it something they're about to undertake?
They've gone through the planning phase. They're going to do the construction phase probably in the last quarter of 2014. Now they're looking for the vendors that can come in and supply the products they need. And they need everything from A to Z. For example, Aztec Mining over in Sterling. You know, they make machines that crush rock that'll be used in the track bed, you know, mobile concrete plants, things like that. They need that type of product there for the railroad. They need people to make the sleeper, the rail ties. Coppers is a company that can do that type of business. They need rolling stock like locomotives, freight cars, so we got a lot of companies that can do that business. The rail technology, the switches, the items that, you know, help you locate your trains while they're out on the track itself. You know, we pretty much have everything that anyone could need railroad-wise here in Illinois.
Do you anticipate leaving Oman with some agreements in hand for some of these companies from the region, or is this, sort of another step in the process of achieving that goal?
A little bit of both. I think some companies can actually come away with contracts in hand. Some will be, you know, that step is, you know, the part of the sales process. I think one of our companies has already started to sell into the Mideast, for example, and they're maybe looking at 500 wagons or freight cars, as they call them, you know, happening this year. I think, you know, people can come away with an actual contract in hand, or maybe it will be part of the long sales cycle, but, you know, I think it's the opportunity that we're trying to bring to our companies that makes sense. And there's a lot of opportunity in Oman. You know, they're a very friendly, U.S. ally. They want to see U.S. companies involved in this project. They understand the value, the quality of U.S. Product. You know, they understand that if they buy from some other markets, you know, they might get a locomotive that, you know, is only in operation 25% of the time. You know, they understand that a U.S. locomotive, you know, that it's going to be very reliant and probably see 100% efficiency there as far as being able to run, you know, as expected. So they understand the quality. They're a good U.S. ally. What they're trying to do is again, connect the Gulf with the Silk Road trade route, as well as the shipping that goes between East Africa and the subcontinent in Southeast Asia. So they're very attuned to the logistics of what's going on. So to me, this project makes a lot of sense, and I think it's a great way to get U.S. companies involved in exporting more. Companies that export usually have a tendency to do better than just companies that are just solely concentrated on a domestic market. So, you know, we can see a lot of job creation, job retention, and a lot more profits. So I'm pretty excited about it.
You mentioned a few big projects. Is rail something that's fairly well established in Oman and throughout the Middle East, or are you perhaps getting a toehold in an industry that will be growing in the coming years and decades?
I think we're getting a toehold in an industry that is going to be growing. You know, the rail system in the Middle East, there is, well, not what you'd expect. You know, it's nowhere near the quality here in the U.S., for example. And that's why this project is very big and important to the Gulf area. For example, Oman is on the south end of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. To get goods, let's say, from Kuwait, you know, out to the rest of the world, you'd have to go through the Straits of Hormuz. Well, right now, that's a pretty sensitive area. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen to close down those straits. If this rail system is in place, you can move goods from Kuwait down to the south part of the Saudi the peninsula, and then out on shipping to get to the rest of the world. So I think, you know, from that standpoint, it makes sense strategically. Also, some of the rail products that will be moving from different countries along the Arabian Peninsula, you know, makes sense to have that rail system in place. This will also connect the Mideast to the Silk Roads rail systems that are being planned. Those will be the rails that go from China all the way over to the beginning of Europe through Istanbul. So to get the Mideast connected to that also opens up all that shipping that occurs in between Southeast Asia and Africa, and get it funneled through the Gulf area and do it very effectively by rail. So they've taken a look at exactly where they want to be logistically, and this rail project is very important to kind of a key link in that whole logistics project that they're looking at.
You have a few businesses, as you mentioned, that will be going on this trip. What about related businesses that are not going to be participating in the trip? Can they still benefit from, I guess, at least from you being over there on their behalf?
Yes. And, for example, there was one company that could not send a rep. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fill in for that rep. The company is going to, basically pay the city for my time on that. But, I'm fairly familiar with their product. I understand the sales process, so I think I'll do a good job representing them and coming back with the information they need to pursue the opportunity. And also indirectly, for example, when one of our companies sells a locomotive, right now there are a lot of companies in the area that make those parts. So that's a victory for them indirectly, because, they're going to be involved in that locomotive going overseas, whether it's electronics there, or the diesel component of it, or the castings for the couplings and things like that, the rubber hoses that go in there. So there'll be a lot of companies that also participate indirectly in that export.
What else do you think people should know about this?
Well, I think people should know that the Galesburg, West Central Illinois area is pretty vibrant, and we're going to do what we can to help our companies and our businesses succeed. Trade mission is one of those activities where, we're bringing an opportunity to these companies that maybe they weren't aware of. And if they can participate and get some business out of it, great. That's just great for the whole region as a whole. So it's a low-cost way of getting these companies involved in foreign markets that can just, expand business for them and, again, retain those jobs and create new jobs.
You've got
to remember that 95% of the world's population lives outside the U.S. borders. So if you're not selling to that foreign markets, you're missing a lot of people that can basically buy your product. So this is just kind of opening up a whole new marketplace or strengthen their existing exports. It just makes a lot of sense.